USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As the remnants of Hurricane Delta continue to move up the East Coast, the main thing folks in Louisiana are dealing with is power outages. At its peak, close to 700,000 people were without power. Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards saying,
"We still have an awful lot of work to do with respect to restoring power. The good news is we have about 10,000 utility workers in state right now working."
Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden is reacting to President Trump making his first public appearance on Saturday since being diagnosed with COVID-19 on October 1st.
"I think it's important the president make sure that he is clear. He is not a spreader like Dr. Fauci said, the super spreader event he had for the Supreme Court."
This is USA Radio News.
Facebook recently announced an update to Instagram DMs by introducing a new Messenger experience in the app. More than a billion people already use Messenger. They are bringing some of the best Messenger features to Instagram.
"I'm Adam Mosseri. I'm the head of Instagram. I'm excited to talk to you today about some of the new messaging features we've got coming out. One of the features I'm most excited about is the fact that people are going to be able to message across apps. So you're going to be able to message your friends on Facebook from Instagram and vice versa. Now, this isn't going to change who you can message or who you can message you. You're still in complete control of both of those things. In fact, we've even built some new controls that are more granular that allow you to decide who exactly can message you. But you'll be able to manage your messages from one app should you so choose. And we think that's critically important, and we also think it's critically important that people have control over their experience."
For more information, please visit the Facebook newsroom at about.fb.com/news.